Good God, I barely have whatever it is I need to go on. This isn't what I was going to talk. I was going to do a podcast today. I was going to talk about computer games because somebody left a comment on the website asking, you know, do you play anything besides Star Wars? And there are a few other things I play, but no, I do mostly play Star Wars. That's because, well, anyway, we're not talking about computer games. So I made the mistake, of course, of looking at the emails I get from Twitter that tell me, oh, this is, you know, popular tweets or whatever the fuck it is. I got so many, God, this is hilarious. All right, so anyway, and I saw this, and I typed in the headline, and I found the article. And they are trying, they are so desperate to get you vaxxed. That this, and then Adam Piggott today published an article talking about proving the existence of God, and he talks about how he doesn't go around trying to prove God and how to talk to atheists about God because it's, you know, because there's no point in it. And my brain hurts. My brain hurts. My God, my brain hurts. There's no point in trying to explain to the vaxxer that this, the magic of the vaccine isn't real. It's just like Adam talks about trying to convince people of God. It's a waste of your time. It's the same thing with this. And Adam talks about how he reflects his faith slash belief, however we want to phrase it, in God by simply living his life and including church and God and yada, yada, yada. And that's what we non-idiots really have to do as well. We just have to give, you know, all of this stuff. We got all these morons, and it's pathetic on both sides. You got the vaxxers running around with this kind of propaganda, and you got the anti-vaxxers who are trying to come up with stuff, and it's just getting insane. It's insane on both sides. I mean, look, I saw, where was it? I think it was on Gab. Gab has a fucking, you know, video channel now or whatever. I'm just, and on one hand, I kind of appreciate Gab because they claim, I don't know, I haven't researched this, they have their own servers and they can't be taken. But at the same time, it's turned into these fucking Christian Jesus freaks. I still get the emails from Andrew, whatever he is, the guy who founded Gab, you know, and he ends every email with Jesus is king or some shit like that. I'm just like, you know, this whole, and this is something I need to talk about, this whole religion thing, this is people who have admitted that there's nothing they can do about the fact that they're slaves, and they're just sitting around waiting for Jesus to come bail them out, the same way women sit around waiting for men to bail them out. But that's another topic. I've been up. I woke up at 0200 this morning, and I laid in bed for about 30 minutes, and I realized I wasn't going to fall back asleep. So I got up, and I played some Star Wars, and I did some shit on the internet, including reading this. And so here it is. It's 0515 in the morning. I got to go to the gym today, if I can talk. And my second cup of coffee, so I'm almost coherent, but not really. All right, look. I know what you're saying. Great one. Are you going to get to the fucking point? The absurdity on both sides of this. So over on the Gab video channel, I saw some video where somebody was saying, oh my, whatever, this guy took the vaccine, and look, there's creatures coming out of his hand, and it showed like this grainy video that was green, like in the reality movies, reality horror movies where they're running around with their camcorder, right? And it's green for whatever reason because they can't afford a light that's white or whatever, like night vision footage. And it shows this close-up of some guy's hand and like there's these little worms coming out of his skin. I'm like, look, I'm the first one to tell you the vaccine hasn't been tested. I'm not going to get it. And that it's going to probably kill some people and some people are going to get sick from it. But the vaccine is not making worms come out of people's hands. All right? It's not. And if it was, you could probably get some fucking video footage that's a little bit a little bit better than some grainy ass shit that shot through a green filter using night vision or whatever the fuck it is. I mean, fuck. You know, this is the same thing with all the people. Well, did you know that the government is run by pedophiles and they sacrifice children and drink their blood? I mean, you know what? Maybe they do. I wouldn't put it past Hillary Clinton to drink the blood of children. But how about we, instead of trying to fucking focus on, and this is a whole other topic. This is, I need to write this. Things cuckservatives say. Because see, this is one of them. Because cuckservatives have this fucking bizarre idea in their tiny little brains that the 99% just don't understand cuckservativism because, you know, they're not enlightened or they haven't seen the light. But cuckservatives think, well, if I can just prove, if we can convince people that Hillary Clinton's a pedophile, they're going to come over to our side and we're going to win. No, you're not. And so cuckservatives, they just get these wilder and wilder accusations. You know, Hillary Clinton drinks the blood of children. The fucking vax makes little worms come out of your skin. When there's things happening right in front of you that are undeniable that everyone can fucking see. I don't know, the most powerful military on the planet Earth just after a 20-year war got its ass kicked by guys who don't shave and herd goats, right? I mean, this is right in front of everyone. We'll just ignore that and we'll focus on Hillary Clinton being a vampire and the vax making worms come out of your hand. I mean, these people make, you know, Christians look sane. I mean, Christians just think there's an invisible guy who lives in the sky. I mean, compared to this other shit, that's almost believable. All right, guys, here we go. People who got Wuhan vaccines were not only less likely to die from the virus, this is from CNN, but they were less likely to die from any cause over the following months, researchers reported Friday. The research team was trying to demonstrate that the three authorized Wuhan vaccines are safe, and they say their findings clearly demonstrate that. Quote, recipients of the Pfizer, BioNTech, Moderna, or Janssen vaccines have lower non-Wuhan mortality risk than did the unvaccinated comparison groups, unquote, the researchers wrote in the weekly report of the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. So you see, if you get the vaccine, not only are you less likely to die from Wuhan, which could be believable, you're less likely to die for any reason. It's the miracle vaccine. And this is the, like, it's almost like science fiction. Because I haven't talked about this in a long time. Long ago, I had this concept for like a science fiction universe, right? Like the Star Trek universe or the Babylon 5 universe. And I've created, you know, this entire world building and this ecosystem and this layout of how things would be and all this other stuff. I've just never written any of it because I'm pretty good at big picture shit like that. Like world building, I'm good at. Actual, like writing characters, I've discovered I'm not very good at that. And that's why I've never pursued this anywhere. But in my world building, you know, we have nanotechnology, and so people can be injected with these nanotechs that just hang out in their body. And whenever something goes wrong, the nanotechs just kind of swoop in and take care of the problem. And one of the things I also discovered, like with my world building and my science fiction universe, is see, the problem is to have drama, to have a story, for it to be interesting, right? There has to be conflict. And it's just like with horror movies. If the people in horror movies were intelligent, there'd be no horror movie, right? Because you'd be in the house and the blood would start running down the fucking wall and you would just leave. And there would be no horror movie. But horror movies, people have to do stupid shit. Like, hey, I heard some noise in the dark. We should all split up and go find out what it was. And let's be sure we don't take flashlights or weapons with us, right? If people aren't dumb, you don't have a horror movie. And it's kind of the same with the science fiction. I world-builded this thing in my head, and I thought, okay, if I'm going off on this spaceship to explore places no one's ever been, what kind of fail-safes would I put in place so that I don't fucking die? And then as time went by, I realized, well, shit, how am I going to make a story out of this? Because I've already created in my head these fail-safes for everything that could possibly fucking go wrong. So there's no conflict, so there's no drama. Boring. I mean, this is like science fiction shit. The Wuhan vaccine is like this nanotechnology that when you inject it into yourself, or when it's injected into you, it makes you less likely to die for any reason at all. It doesn't just protect you against Wuhan, guys. It protects you, literally Hitler, against death, period, from any fucking reason or source. How desperate are these people, and how dumb is someone who believes it? Let's keep going. Wuhan vaccines are authorized in the United States. They're authorized in the United States. Wasn't there some drug just recently pulled that was authorized by the FDA because they found out it caused cancer? It just amazes me how this vaccine has been around for like a year. And it's safe. There's nothing could possibly be wrong. God, people are dumb. All right, Wuhan vaccines authorized in the United States have been shown again and again to be safe. Citation needed. This study also confirms their safety. Unquote. Stanley Zhu, Z-U-X-U. I bet he's not white. A researcher at the Kaiser Permanente Southern California Department of Research and Evaluation, who led the team study, told CNN by email. Kaiser Permanente Southern California Department of Research and Evaluation. Hang on one second. Isn't Kaiser Permanente, healthcare company. Oh, I wonder if they have a vested interest in convincing people that the Wuhan vaccine is safe. You notice how none of this research is done by people who don't have an interest in you getting the vaccine? Okay, Stanley continues, quote, in fact, it shows that people vaccinated for Wuhan had lower death rates than those who were not vaccinated, even when Wuhan deaths were excluded. That's in addition to the mounting evidence, citation needed, from other studies, citation needed, showing that Wuhan vaccines are effective against Wuhan infection, serious illness, and death, unquote. Even though, what was the school that was just shut down because 90-something percent of the students and faculty were Wuhan vaccinated, but they had a giant outbreak of Wuhan? I mean, Colorado is back, but Larimer County, back Fort Collins, Colorado, where I'm from, they're back to a mask mandate because the Wuhan is exploding. Of course, it's only exploding among the non-vaccinated. I guess I should factor that in. People vaccinated for Wuhan had lower death rates than those not vaccinated. The team studied 6.4 million people who have been vaccinated against Wuhan and compared them to 4.6 million people who received flu shots in recent years. Oh, okay, we'll see now. Okay, so people who got flu shots. Maybe the flu. How do you know? All right, here's a question. This is a question. This is a real question. You're saying that the Wuhan vaccine has protected these 6.4 million people from death. Have you considered maybe the flu shot killed the 4.6 million people? I'm not saying that's what happened. I'm saying, have you considered the possibility? I haven't gotten a flu shot in years. I'm perfectly fucking fine. I mean, so could it be that people who routinely get flu shots, could getting a flu shot every single year possibly do anything to your immune system? I'm not saying it does. I'm not saying it doesn't. I'm just saying, is that a possibility? You know what else is fascinating? Because the vaxxers are all into, you know, the vax is safe and everything. And I've talked about this a long time ago. I've mentioned it recently. Remember, I used to work in biomedical research. When I worked in biomedical research, one of the things that was being researched under the umbrella of the place where I was at, yada, 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 was there was this researcher who was studying cats because what he was trying to find out was, did one of the vaccinations that is given to cats cause kidney failure in cats? And it's amazing. You can do that research all day long. I mean, he got funding from the government to research whether or not the vaccine given to cats caused kidney failure in cats. But you could not, to save your life, get money to research whether or not the Wuhan vaccine causes any damage to humans. So again, just putting things into perspective. Cats were allowed to question vaccines in cats, but were not allowed to question vaccines in humans. All right, compared them to 4.6 million people who received flu shots in recent years but had not been vaccinated against Wuhan. They filtered out anyone who had died from Wuhan or after a recent positive Wuhan test. So I'm trying to filter this. So you got these two groups of people and you're looking at who died. But they filtered out everyone who died from Wuhan. Well, I want to know, so they're only looking at the mortality of people who supposedly didn't die from the Wuhan or didn't have a positive test. I don't know, there's just something, my brain keeps sitting on this little factoid. I would like to know how many people died from the Wuhan in each group. All right, anyway, let's continue, because I still can't, it feels like there's something there that I'm just not figuring out. Quote, during December 2020 through July 2021, Wuhan vaccine recipients had lower rates of non-Wuhan mortality than did unvaccinated persons after adjusting for age, sex, race, and ethnicity, the study site, they wrote. People got two doses of Pfizer. Vax were 34% as likely to die of non-Wuhan causes in the following months as unvaccinated people. People who got two doses of Moderna, 31% as likely to die as unvaxxed people, and Johnson & Johnson, where 54% is likely to die. So you're telling me what they're saying here is, so if you got two doses of the Moderna vaccine as compared to a person who got the flu shot, for every 100 people who only got a flu shot, didn't get the vax, that died, only 31 people who got the Moderna vaccine died. I mean, that's a staggering number that is just beyond belief. Once again, unless this is just like magic nanotechnology from this science fiction world building thing that happened in my head. I mean, this is staggeringly unbelievable. It continues. Part of this is probably because, listen to this, guy. Listen to this. Listen to this piece of propaganda. Part of this is probably because people who get vaccinated tend to be healthier than people who don't, the researchers noted. Now, think about the people you know who got vaxxed versus the ones who don't. Who's terrified of the Wuhan? Old, fat, sick. What are you talking about? The people I know who didn't get the vax are fucking healthy. Like that sentence right there is a giant load of shit. Quote, the lower mortality risk after Wuhan vaccination suggests substantial healthy vaccine effects, i.e., vaccinated persons tend to be healthier than unvaccinated persons, which will be explored in future analysis, they wrote. Hold on. Now, listen. Hold on. Let's read this sentence. After I drink my coffee out of my Supergirl coffee mug. Lower mortality risk, Wuhan vaccine suggests substantial healthy vaccine effects, i.e., vaxxed persons tend to be healthier. So being healthier is an effect of getting the vax. Being healthier is not an effect of exercising, eating properly, not being overweight, going to the gym, you know, being emotionally healthy, spending time with your friends. No. Being healthier is an effect of the vax. This is just a continuation of the thing that has been sold. And the boomers gave us this one as well. Everything can be solved with medication, right? If you just, I was at the gym Monday. And I saw this fucking TV commercial for some medication. And I'm looking at the TV and it's this white guy. He's kind of right on the edge of being a boomer, maybe not quite a boomer. Probably like late 50s. Maybe he wasn't that. Anyway, but just he looked kind of old, but not. But so it's this guy, right? And it shows him with his family. And his wife is a nigger, and they've got this little nigger daughter, you know, and he can't do anything with his nigger daughter because he's got whatever disease it is that he has. And so he can't, like, pick his nigger daughter up from school or whatever. And then he takes this medication made by the pharmaceutical corporation, and his symptoms go away. You ever notice how all these medications, they never actually cure the problem? They simply manage the symptoms. And so then the commercial shows him, you know, picking up his little nigger daughter at school. And then he cucks the little girl and takes her out and buys her a bicycle and all this. And oh, everything is wonderful now because he took this medication from the healthcare corporation. I mean, the pharmaceutical corporation. And now he can cuck. He can cuck his species and take care of the little nigger girl. Wow, isn't everything wonderful? Quote, This finding reinforces the safety profile of currently approved Wuhan vaccines in the United States. All persons 12 years and older should receive a Wuhan vaccine, unquote, they concluded. I mean, this is being pushed hard, and it's not going to go away. It's just not going to go away. And there's no point in arguing this. This is like arguing the existence or non-existence of God. I mean, it's a waste of your time. Here's the actual quote-unquote study. Summary, what is already known. Although deaths after Wuhan vaccination have been reported, few studies have been conducted to evaluate mortality not associated with Wuhan among vaccinated and unvaxxed groups. What is added by this report, during December 2020, July, blah, 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 Wuhan vax recipients lower rates of mortality after adjusting for age, sex, race, and ethnicity. What are the implications for public health practice? There is no increased risk for mortality among Wuhan vaccine recipients. This finding reinforces the safety profile of currently approved blah, blah, blah. All persons, 12 and older should receive a Wuhan vaccine. There's then a propaganda picture down here with a white woman wearing a muzzle and a Band-Aid on her shoulder. COVID-19 vaccines reduce risk for infection, serious illness, and death. A study of 11 million people found no increased risk of death among Wuhan vaccine recipients. Get vaccinated as soon as possible. We've always been at war with Eurasia. Always. I can't take much more of this. Let me skim down here. I know there's some stuff in here I wanted to read. Discussion. Among persons aged 12 to 17, mortality risk did not differ between Pfizer BioNTech vaccines and unvaccinated persons. Only 12 deaths occurred in this age group during the study period. I was going to say that if the Wuhan is killing teenagers, which we're told it is, there shouldn't there be more? But they've excluded all the Wuhan deaths, so I guess there would be no Wuhan deaths in there. The findings in this report are subject to at least four limitations. Now, the CNN didn't mention any of these limitations, right? The findings in this report are subject to at least four limitations. First, the study was observational, and individual-level confounders that were not adjusted for might affect mortality risk, including baseline health status, underlying conditions, healthcare utilization, and socioeconomic status. Well, those seem like some potentially large modifiers, just saying. Second, healthy vaccine effects were found in all but the youngest age group. Such effects were also found in a cohort study conducted in a nursing home population, which reported substantially lower ARRS for a 7-day mortality among vaxxed residents after one dose and dose two, as compared to unvaccinated residents. Lower rates of non-Wuhan mortality in vaccinated groups suggest that Wuhan vaccines are vaccinees? Wait, is this a word? Lower rates of non-COVID-19 mortality in vaccinated groups suggest that COVID-19 vaccinees are inherently healthier or engage in fewer risky behaviors. Future analysis will address these issues. I mean, I suppose there is that too. I mean, the risky analysis. I mean, risky behavior. Once again, I mean, if you're so goddamn terrified of a virus, maybe you do engage in a less risky behavior. See, here's the thing, too. All right, debt. Hold on. Fuck, my brain hurts. These deaths, does this include, like, automobile accidents? Like, are you going to tell me that if you get vaxxed, you're less likely to die in an automobile accident? What were the causes? See, here's the data we're missing. You're telling me that these people die. Okay, they died. I'm looking at the charts. Died from what? What did they die from? I'm not seeing this information anywhere. I'm not saying it's not here. I'm saying I'm not seeing it. Okay. Where was it? Third, although deaths associated with Wuhan were excluded, causes of death were not assessed. So you just told me the cause of death in this study was not assessed. So you're telling me that the Wuhan vax makes it less like, I'm trying to even think about how to phrase that. So if 100 people unvaxxed die, but only 31 people with the one vaccine die for every 100, that means what? Are you 70% less likely to die? I'm trying to do math. It hurts because I went through public education and I was never taught how to think. Because public education is run by boomers and women. Thanks. They're saying that you're less likely to die in this study, but now they're telling me that the cause of death was not assessed. Wouldn't that be important in a study like this? Like what the people actually supposedly died from? All you did was eliminate any Wuhan death or the death of anyone who had had a positive Wuhan test within 30 days, which is also questionable because just because the virus is in your body, and then also remember the Wuhan test, I know everybody thinks the Wuhan test is perfect and never makes mistakes. I'm not convinced that a false positive is impossible. Just not fucking convinced. Although deaths associated with Wuhan were excluded, causes of death were not assessed. It is possible that the algorithm used might have misclassified some deaths associated with Wuhan because of lack of testing or because individual mortality reviews were not conducted. Well, that's the other thing too. Everyone hasn't had a Wuhan test. So if you're excluding people from the study who tested positive for Wuhan in the last 30 days, but if people didn't get a Wuhan test, okay, like I've never had a Wuhan test. I might have Wuhan virus in my body. I might test positive for Wuhan if I got a fucking test. So when you say you're excluding people who tested positive, but whether or not you go get a Wuhan test is like a choice that non-vaxxed people are more likely to not go get the fucking test. There's just a lot of problems with this. There's a lot of problems with this. Finally, the findings might not be applicable to the general population. Now, I don't know about that, because at the top of your study, there's a thing up here that says the Wuhan vaccine is perfectly safe and everyone over the age of 12 should get the vax. And now you're telling me the findings might not be applicable to the general population. See, guys, this is called science. So in our research, we discovered that water runs downhill. However, these findings might not be applicable to all rivers. Now, at the top of your fucking thing, it says the vax is safe and everyone over the age of 12 should get vaxed as soon as possible. Now you're telling me the findings might not be applicable to the general population. The VSD includes approximately 3% of the U.S. population and is representative of the general population with regard to several demographic and socioeconomic characteristics. Other studies, citation needed, have already demonstrated the safety of Wuhan vaccines authorized in the United States. It then goes on to say, despite these limitations, the study has several strengths, and they list that. And now we are reminded that the CDC recommends that everyone aged 12 years or more should receive a Wuhan vaccine to help protect against Wuhan. Give me a second here, I'm reading. Hang on. I gotta do some. No, stop. Not want my. No. Nope, it's not what I'm looking for. All right, hang on. I'm going to pause this a minute and do some research so you don't have to listen to me mumbling under my breath and hitting the keyboard. Okay, it was right in front of me because I'm trying to figure out what ARR stands for. Adjusted relative risk. So you're telling me that for the Moderna vaccine, if you got two doses of Moderna vax, your adjusted relative risk is 0.31. As opposed to 1. I'm finding this really difficult to believe. I need someone to... This might be statistically true because they pulled these numbers. So it says here, they pulled these numbers out of the VSD. That's that vaccine. Here it is. The Vaccine Safety Data Link sites. I still need to know what these people died from. There just seem to be a whole lot of holes in this thing. There's a whole lot of holes here. All right, look, I'm done. I can't do this anymore. I'm either going to go to the gym or I'm going to play more fucking computer games because I'm done. I'm not done. I'm going to keep doing it. I'm going to keep yelling at the podcast. I can't deal with arguing with retarded anymore. This is absolutely fucking retarded. We're going to claim that if you get the Wuhan vaccine, you're less likely to die. And we did some research, but in our research, we didn't actually bother to look at what the people died from.